We're back for some more news items now. There are various stories in the paper telling us of the wonderful efforts made to benefit charities. But first of all, it seems we cannot get away from the subject of roads. The Acle Strait between Acle and Great Yarmouth, often in the news, gets the first mention. Campaigners continue to fight to get the A47 between Great Yarmouth and Acle dualled following a series of crashes on the road. Over the past 2 weeks, three multiple car collisions on the Acle Strait have brought traffic to a standstill in Yarmouth, with many people and their families affected. Talks of dualling the Acle Strait go back to the 1950s, with a headline in our sister paper, The Great Yarmouth Mercury, reading, Acle New Road may become a dual way in 5 to 7 years. Councillor and chair of the A47 Alliance, Graham Plant, said the group continues to lobby until the entire length of the A47 is dualled. He said, over the years, that road has cost lives, and just in the past 2 weeks, multiple families have been affected by collisions on the Acle Strait alone. In July, the County Council wrote to the Department of Transport and National Highways, expressing alarm and frustration over the lack of solid commitment to one of Norfolk's most important roads.
Work on the major £4.4 million revamp of one of Norwich's busiest roundabouts will begin in September, as drivers face the prospect of a new set of disruptive roadworks. And construction of a new 1.2 million link road close to Norwich Airport will get underway 2 months later, council's leaders have said. Specific dates for the work on Heartsease Roundabout and the Norwich Airport Industrial Estate link road are yet to be revealed. The council has advertised the traffic regulation orders for the Heartsease Roundabout changes. That includes 20 miles per hour limit on the approach to the new roundabout and a number of restrictions on parking in nearby roads. The council said the changes, paid for using money from the £32 million Transforming Cities pot of cash, would make the roundabout safer. However, critics said it was a missed opportunity. The other scheme will see the construction of a quarter of a mile link road to connect Norwich Airport to the nearby Norwich Airport Industrial Estate. It would not be for use by general traffic, but for buses and cyclists, with a footpath for pedestrians.
It proved an emotional start for Stephen Howe as he began an epic 1,300-mile walking challenge in memory of his wife. The 64-year-old set off from Norwich Cathedral and is heading for Santiago de Compostela in northwest Spain, which represents the end of the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage route. Stephen, from Rendlesham in Suffolk, did parts of the walk with his wife Rachel, who died at the end of 2022 after battling motor neurone disease, so saw it as a great tribute to her. The couple met in Norwich in 1979 at the University of East Anglia, so the fine city provided a fitting starting line for the grueling effort. It felt really positive to start it where we met. We often visited Norwich, and it's the place where I have really happy memories, and lots of our loved ones came to see me off. Stephen has targeted raising £33,205 for the Notor Neurone Association and has already raised more than £3,400.
The family and friends of Lucy Thompson held their feet to the heat as they took the fight to cancer in memory of the city estate agent. Lucy lost her battle aged 44 on June the 19th, but had been working with the Big C to organise a fire walk in Norwich's Castle Gardens. When she died, family and friends knew they wanted to carry out her final challenge and did so in her memory on Sunday evening, August the 6th. Lucy's sister, Hayley Callis, said, I think I can say for all of us, we felt an overwhelming fear as we approached the firewalk challenge, but once we reached the other side, a feeling of accomplishment with utter pride. We all felt lots of fire kisses on the soles of our feet following the walk, and we each shared our funny stories of bathing our feet in cool water once we were home. The team raised $16,200 for Big C.
City Scouts are celebrating after they secured funding for a new Golden Triangle hut worth almost £1 million. The 33rd Norwich Scout Group is planning a new £915,000 development at the group's current home in Jessop Road after securing a grant from the government's Youth Investment Fund. It will replace the current hut, which has been in use since the 1950s and is now falling down and covered in mould, according to Scouting Supremos. The new building will allow the group to ease its year-long waiting list for children joining the Scouts and offer new and extended activities for both the group itself and the wider community. The new log cabin will be properly heated and insulated, with a larger kitchen and main hall, while being carbon neutral.